With the recent high temperatures in the sea-to-sky corridor, the village of Pemberton experienced record high water usage throughout June and July. On June 24, the village announced the town would be under Level 2 water restrictions, which limit household irrigation and sprinklers to 2 nights a week. 5 days later, the village increased the restrictions to Level 3, after using a record-breaking 1,300 liters of water per capita, 4.2 million liters total, on June 29, the hottest day of the year. So that's pretty staggering, and just to compare, I mean Squamish, they've been working really hard at reducing their usage, and they're considering themselves in alarmingly high rates and were almost doubled, Squamish, said Tom Sima, manager of operations and projects for the village, of Squamish's 851 liters of water used per capita that same day. So definitely there's a direct correlation between the temperatures we're seeing and the water usage, which is again why I would not consider this to be a leak or something that we're not accounting for. I think it's entirely the temperatures and heat. In his presentation to council on Tuesday, July 27, Sima laid out some stats on how much water can be wasted just by simple everyday tasks, like brushing teeth, doing laundry or having a shower. The average household can waste up to 680 liters per week, just in household leaks, said Sima. That's equivalent to running 300 loads of laundry. Letting a faucet run, even for 5 minutes while doing your dishes, brushing teeth, shaving, that can be up to 40 liters per time. In a year, that would be 1,130 18-liter water cooler jugs that you could save by just shutting the water off while brushing your teeth. The average-sized lawn in Pemberton, if it's watered for 20 minutes a day for 7 days, that's equivalent to running your shower for 4 days continuously, or, to look at it another way, 807-minute showers. In response to the water usage statistics presented by Sima, Mayor Mike Richman asked whether this staggering usage is enough to consider moving to Level 4 restrictions, which would make sprinklers and irrigation strictly prohibited. However, Sima said doing this would just punish the people who are already following the rules. What is needed, he said, is stricter punishment for the ones that are not. Unfortunately, the village doesn't have the capacity to enforce the bylaws. Concerns around water use and the ability to fight a wildfire were also discussed. With fire risk being of significant concern, I would hope that opens people's eyes, Richman said. There is a risk, explained Richman, around the ability for the village to fight fires if the reservoir pumps can't keep up with the water flow needed. Said Sima, the fire flows technically would be there, the problem would be the capacity. So if everyone continued to use water, as they are, then at some point, the pumps would not be able to keep up to the flow that would be going out to fight the fire. It would be a scary situation. We would be able to fight the fire, but as a compromise, you would have to shut off water supply to other areas of town. A message has been sent to all of the village's stratas asking them to cooperate and get all the managed properties in line with the current restriction levels, which Sima will follow up on. He would also like people to know that the bylaw restrictions only apply to irrigation and sprinkler systems, while things like hand-watering flower beds and gardens are still allowed.